if something belongs to me, you'd say it's
yours.
And if it belonged to you, it'd be
mine.
If it belonged to him, it'd be
his.
Or to her, it'd be
hers.
Or to us, it'd be
ours.
Or to them, it'd be
theirs.
And say if people had been to visit you and they were about to leave and you'd enjoyed their visit, what might you say to them?
I enjoyed them coming.
Yeah.
Enjoyed their visit.
And if you wanted them to come back, you'd say?
Come back, yeah.
And let's see. Say if I left my car parked out there in the street and you might come in here and say, well, you better go, you know.
Park it somewhere else?
Yeah. And say you, a friend of yours went to a party and you didn't get to go and you wanted to know
what all happened.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to know the people were there, you'd say, ask
them. Who all was there?
And if no one will look out for them, you'd say they better look out for
us.
Or he better, no one will look out for him, so he better look out for
himself.
And then they better look out for
him.
Or he has looked out for himself, and they better look out for
themselves.
And can you tell me about the different kinds of bread that your mother, maybe your grandmother, or even you make?
Yeast.
Yeast bread? What kind of bread is that? Can you tell me what that's like? Is that made out of cornmeal or made out of?
It's made out of these little packets you get from the store.
is that in a loaf or is it coming?
You can make it in rolls, in a loaf, whatever.
What about other kinds of bread that they might make?
Biscuits, cornbread, cornmeal.
What the bread you buy at the store in the loaves, what would you call that?
White bread.
You mentioned cornbread. Did you make different kinds of cornbread?
Corn sticks. I make it in a pan.
You ever seen any of them make cornbread where you have to dip it out with a spoon? Almost eat it?
Mm-mm.
What about? Ever seen anybody cook cornbread down the ashes in front of the fireplace?
Yeah.
Do you have a special name for it?
I've just seen it down.
What about where they put an egg in it? Say put back an egg in cornbread?
Yeah.
Do you have a special name for it? What about, ever seen people gonna eat this with fish? You maybe make up a little spear or
hatch puppies.
Yeah. And ever seen anybody cook it, cornbread down in with greens?
No.
No, never seen that. It's good. It really is. My grandma makes it all the time. Did you ever hear anybody talk about corn dodgers?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's what we always call corn dodgers. Grandma cooks it down, cornbread in with greens and stuff. That stuff's good. Mm. Oh, I like it anyway. And you'd say there's two kinds of bread, homemade bread and
store-bought bread.
Mm-hmm. Those things that brown things with the hole in the middle you might
eat. Donuts.
And what about the things, the flat things you might fry up and pour? Put some butter.
Skillets, you know?
Yeah, in a skillet you might make some batter and mix these and put some syrup over them.
Pancakes?
Mm-hmm. And let's see, if you went to the store and bought some flour, you might buy two quarts of flour too. Or if you buy sugar, you buy 10.
2 pounds.
And now, for breakfast, what might you eat? What might you normally eat? We mentioned pancakes. What's some of the other things you might, if you were home, normally eat? It's good, there's no telling what to eat.
French toast, eggs and bacon, waffles, cereal. I don't eat much breakfast.